This is 89.1 WEMU. It is a Thursday, and as such, welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. COVID-19 has kind of changed the way we go about things a little bit. Instead of coming into studio each week, Russ Collins is joining us by phone. Russ is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And Russ, thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Hey, let me
talk
ask you,
to you and the listeners.
Let me ask you a question. How is the Michigan theater staff holding up with the theater closed? Is everybody doing okay?
Well, it is definitely a tough time to be in any kind of service business, whether it's a theater or a dry cleaner or a restaurant or any number of things, retail businesses for the most part. So there's not a lot to do. We've had to let some of our folks go, but we're trying to make sure that everybody's lined up with the right kind of support, whether they're getting support through us or through unemployment. But it is a tough time.
Most certainly is
in our lives.
Interesting
in lots of ways too, because we've got some grandkids home from school, so that's kind of fun. You also think about how their lives have been dislocated by this wonderful, awful, deadly pandemic that is just a horror, but it will be a memorable thing in all of our lives.
And there's no timeline for when we see any kind of return to normalcy. We just don't know when we get to that place and start moving in that direction. Will there be opportunity? Will there be enough funding at the Michigan Theater to bring those people back?
Well, we certainly hope so. There certainly are government programs that are kicking in right now. They're going to help a lot of folks, and we hope that we're one of those organizations as well. We've also had some donor support that has come through. So we're happy about that. But, we're going to make this through as a community, as
Indeed.
A state, as a country. And we're not exactly sure what that's going to be. But all of us have an interest on emerging at the other side of this memorable but just completely dislocating and scary time in our lives.
Once again, you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. And through all of the news that is sometimes hard to ingest and digest, there are respites available, although we experience them in a little different way. And the Michigan Theater has made sure that when you need a break and you want some escapism, it's available to you. It's just being presented in a little different way. Isn't that right, Russ?
That's right. So we both have some first-run films that we're playing that you can essentially only get if you're allied with an art house like the Michigan Theater. Several distributors are using art houses even as they're closed to distribute their films. And these are award-worthy kind of films that have won awards at documentary film festivals and various kinds of film festivals all over the world. And we have one opening up that's available now. That's actually got a really strong Michigan connection. It's called Slay the Dragon. It's a documentary about gerrymandering of elections.
And that was a big issue right before this pandemic hit.
That's right. Michigan passed a law that has a bipartisan committee that is going to set election boundaries. Kathy Fahey, one of the on-screen subjects for this for this film, as well as Jamie Lyons Eddy, are both going to be part of a post-screening discussion about this film that we're putting together at the Michigan Theater. So the Slay the Dragon documentary is available now. You can go to the Michigan Theater website. If you purchase it, we get 50% of the proceeds, so we're happy about that. But we've also put together this post-screening discussion on Friday, April the 3rd, this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. So that's going to be a very interesting time to watch the movie and then have a discussion just like you would if you were at the Michigan Theater or the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yeah, I love that's going to be available.
Yeah, and we're also currently available is the And Then We Dance, which is being made available, again, by one of our partners, and you can go to our website And next Monday, April the 6th, Nick Alderink, our programming and media coordinator, is going to do a post-screening discussion at 8 o'clock. But you can watch the film pretty much anytime you want. Log on to the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, it becomes available tomorrow, right?
Well, it's available now.
Okay.
Now, available tomorrow for the first time is The Whistlers. This is set in Romania, in Bucharest, Romania. And it's about a police officer and a young lady, and they get involved in a business deal that involves a lot of underhanded behavior, corruption, treachery, and deception, which is kind of a thing in Romania. So this film has played at film festivals all over the world, has been very, very well received. And Nick, again, is going to do a discussion after that film at 8 o'clock, which is being paired with And Then We Dance. So watch both those films, and then you can talk to Nick about that. As we have a virtual watch party, which means that everybody logs on to the same movie, which in this particular case is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So anyone in their
30s
are going to be...
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen parts of it because my son was the age of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when it first came out. So this is the 30th anniversary of the movie.
30th? Oh my gosh, we're old.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, even my son's old. And Saturday, April the 4th at 9 o'clock, you can log on to Netflix if you're a Netflix watcher, and then also log on to a discussion group through the Michigan Theater website, and you can talk about the film during the movie. So
a little nostalgia, and if you have some kids
right.
or grandkids you want to share it with, that's a great opportunity.
Should be a lot of fun. And then currently screening that actually opened last week was Bacaru. And this is a matriarch in a Brazilian small village, passed away at 94. And then all kinds of strange things start happening to this city. And so it's a mystery set in a very interesting cultural frame. As the town starts to disappear and the small town tries to figure out the magic that's going on, or is this a government plot? But it's a very interesting film again, if you watch it, 50% of the proceeds to watch the film go to the Michigan Theater. And we opened last week a film called St. Francis along with Bacaru, and that continues. And it's about a young lady who starts to babysit a six-year-old and then being put into this family with this little girl and the parents, it becomes a little bit of a struggle as she has her own kind of personal crisis. So St. Francis, about the six-year-old and her babysitter, is currently playing.
And then your favorite movie of the decade.
That's right, Fantastic Fungi, which we actually played at the Michigan Theater for a long time. Last week there was a special screening of it. But you can still take a look at it, and Michigan Theater gets a little bit of a benefit from that as well.
There's all sorts of specialty events for two, right?
That's right, and these are free. So National Theater at Home, so the National Theater of Great Britain, which we've been doing a lot of their films for many years now. So April 2nd through 9th, you can watch the film that stars James Corden. It's a theatrical production, and it's called One Man, Two Governors. And this was a Tony Award-winning performance from James Corden, a very, very funny event. Again, you can log on to the Michigan Theater website and get that information and watch that for free between today or yesterday and next Thursday. The Penny Stamps lectures that take place here
every Thursday,
the school year, every Thursday, those have been canceled, as one might expect. But we've hooked you up with previous Penny Stamps lectures, which you can watch anytime by just going to our website, and then we'll send you to the School of Art website here at the University of Michigan.
That's great. That's a wonderful series. I mean, there are
absolutely.
Really people from all around the world that are at the very fore of their professions.
It is amazing. It is an amazing, amazing lecture series. And then the Metropolitan Opera, if you're into opera, they're doing a different opera every day of the week for 23 hours, so starting at 7 o'clock in the evening.
That's a whole lot of opera.
That's right. Between 7 o'clock in the evening and then the following day at 6:30, you can watch this opera that they're doing. And then if you miss that one, they've got another one that starts the next day. So So again, those are free. Just go to the Michigan Theater website and you can figure out how to be able to watch free operas, free British theater, and the Penny Stamps lecture. And then there's a lot of other things going on. Go to the Michigan Theater website and you can check it out. Lots to watch on television, even without the Michigan Theater, through all of the various movie streaming businesses. And I'm going to do a film club here pretty quick. So
oh, that'll
we'll
be fun.
Be able to meet up with folks virtually and talk about movies.
Well, so, for the time being, why don't you go back and continue serving as a jungle gym for your grandkids?
That's right.
That is one of the silver linings, is it not?
It is. It is the fun part for sure.
Russ Collins, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. I will look forward to our conversation again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening in and joining us for a rather unusual edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it every Thursday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the very virtual theater. We'll see you online.